The Lenten series of sermons by Dr. Head continues, and the March 24th topic was prayer. So, Kevin, let's get started with some additional comments on that message. And the first question I would ask, what is prayer?
Great. Thank you so much, Gene. Yeah, I'm excited about talking about this topic. There were so many questions in the sermon yesterday that it was really hard to try to cover everything that people were asking. We probably need to do a whole series of sermons on prayer. But your question's good. So we really didn't get to define prayer in the way that you're asking. So you shared something with me you found on Billy Graham's website, which I think is good. When he was asked, what is prayer? Billy Graham said, prayer is spiritual communication between man and God, a two-way relationship in which man should not only talk to God, but also listen to him. And he goes on to say, prayer to God is like a child's conversation with his father. It is natural for a child to ask his father for the things he needs. I think that's a great way of thinking about it. One of the things I tried to say yesterday is that we should do our best to think of prayer not as a transactional event, but a relational event. What I mean by that, a transaction is I do something and then something happens. You know, if I pay for something, I get something after I pay for it. That's a transaction. We often think of prayer that way. Prayer becomes a transaction for us. We pray for something to happen, and either it does or it does not happen. Well, that's a part of prayer, but I think prayer in a much larger scope, it should be thought of relationally, not just as a transaction, but as a relationship. In other words, the people who are most important to us in our lives, we don't just talk to them to get something in return as a transaction. We talk to them because we love them and because we care for them. So one of the things we did say in the sermon yesterday was prayer as relational is just spending time with someone you love. Mm-hmm. It's just being able to be in that relationship. And I find that a lot of people, a lot of Christians, want their prayer life to be better. They want it to be more effective. They want it to be more meaningful. But a lot of times the trap we fall into with that want or that desire is, I want to say the right things better. I want to voice my concerns better. And that's a part of prayer. And the more we do it, the better we get at it. But the part that I think we often miss in terms of our focus is the listening aspect. And if prayer is relational, maybe getting better at prayer is not just learning to say the right things, but it is learning how to listen. How do we listen to God in a way that's effective and meaningful for us?
That's very profound, and I'm glad you answered the question that way. Well, on the other side of the coin, does God ask us to pray?
Does God ask us to pray? That's a great question. You know, what I find most of the time in Scripture is an expectation that God's people will pray. So the text we used for the sermon yesterday was 1 Peter. But the Scripture reading we read earlier was Matthew chapter 6, and it was Jesus talking about prayer. He doesn't say in that section, he doesn't say, now I want you to pray, and this is how many times I want you to pray. What he says is, when you pray, here's how I want you to do it. So that's more of what I read in Scripture, kind of the expectation that God's people will pray. And because that expectation is there, Jesus elaborates as to what that should look like.
Well, then, because of some things you've said, I'll ask the question this way. Is there a correct way and an incorrect way to pray? Is there some way to pray that is not the right way to pray?
I think that's a great question. And I think that's what people sometimes struggle with when they want their prayer life to be better. They may feel like, am I praying in the correct way? Or am I praying in a way that's not pleasing to God? You know, I'm reminded of something a friend of mine told me a long time ago when he was telling me he was learning to play jazz piano. And what he told me was, he said, my jazz instructor told me, you don't play a wrong note in jazz, but you could have played a better one. And I think that truth is applicable to prayer. I think any time we're talking to God is great. anytime we're talking to God. In fact, any way we're talking to God is great. I said yesterday, my one rule would be it needs to be honest. So as long as prayer is honest, I think whatever we say is correct. But there's probably better, more effective ways to pray than other ways. The thought that comes to my mind with that is, if our prayer is only self-centered, if it is only focused on my needs, then that's important to God, but I think we can really expand our relationship with God by learning how to pray for other things. So I wouldn't say that prayer is wrong, but I would say it probably could grow and develop in a more healthy and stronger way if we learn to pray for things beyond just ourselves.
Well, then that raises the issue that I'll ask about prayer this time. Can I have a different heart, a different attitude when I pray? For example, could I be praying in love and praise to God? Or can I be praying and saying, God, I need this, do this for me? Does that affect the way we pray sometimes?
It does. That's a great question. And I think that comes back for me to my one word rule about prayer, which is honesty. So if something happens to me and I'm angry, then when I go to God in prayer, it's okay for me to be angry, and it's okay for me to be frustrated, and it's okay for me to bring that anger and frustration into my prayer. God wants to hear that, just like a parent would want to hear a child who is angry and frustrated. So you're right that what happens to me will definitely influence my prayer life. On the flip side, if something good happens to me, I come to prayer with praise and excitement and joy. So you're right, the things that happen in our life do impact the way we come to prayer. But I think God wants all of that. I think we should not think in our minds, I can only pray when I'm feeling this way. I think God wants us to pray in all times and all experiences of our lives, whether we're happy and sad, whether we're frustrated and angry, whether we're rejoicing and happy. I think God wants us to pray always.
Well, then you've opened another door.
Okay. I usually do that, Gene, so that's good.
You've opened another door.
Yeah.
Is it realistic to say that we can develop a 100% time attitude with God wherever we are, whatever we're doing, and however we feel? We know that He is with us, and we should be aware of that relationship. Mm. Is that a possibility?
I would say, I think it's the goal. I think it is the goal. I think our humanity often gets in the way of that goal. And I think, there may be some people who can get to that place where 100% of the time they're aware of that. But I think for most of us, our humanity gets in a way. I think that's what Scripture would talk about as sin. And we fail to recognize, we fail to live up to the expectation. But I would agree, the goal is, as Paul would say, pray without ceasing. In other words, it doesn't mean you just are constantly in the actual mode of prayer where you're not communicating to others, but you're living life in such a way where everything you're doing is in your relationship with God. It's a part of an ongoing conversation.
Well, I noticed I did some checking before we sat down today, and the word prayer or pray appears in the King James Version of the Bible almost 230 times. Mm. So God does bring about our attention to prayer and praying, doesn't He?
Absolutely. And as I said before, I think that is a core expectation that God and Jesus and the writers of Scripture have, that God's people, whether it's, the Hebrew people in the Old Testament or Christians in the New Testament, I think the expectation is God's people will be those who are in prayer, because the essence of prayer is our relationship with God. And I think it's hard to have faith without having some kind of relationship with the one who created us and saved us.
Well, then should we be able to say that our attitude and our heart should be that we are in prayer all the time with the Lord, not just when we need it, not just when we're scared, not just when we want something, but we should have an attitude a prayerful attitude in relationship with God.
Absolutely. And I think that's really, if we think of ourselves as Christians, as we model our life after Jesus Christ, how many times does the scripture say to us, it just says it time and time again, and Jesus went off by himself to pray, and Jesus went to pray, right? So he models for us, I think, exactly how we are to be. I think for the Christian, what we need to realize is that's where abundant life is found. Abundant life is found in our relationship with God. It is in our growing relationship with God. So the more we pray, the better we get at praying, the more effective and meaningful our prayer life is, the more we experience abundant life.
Anything else you could add to the discussion that might be helpful to us?
I think the only other thing is kind of where I ended the sermon yesterday. There are still so many aspects of prayer that we can't understand and that we don't know. There's an aspect of faith that is mysterious. We just don't understand all of it. For me, why do we pray for something and it happens, and then other times we pray for something and it doesn't happen? That's a big question, and we don't have simplistic answers to that. What I have to fall back on is God is good. When I get what I pray for, God is good. When I don't get what I pray for, God is good. And I don't understand why things happen the way that they do all the time in life. But if I trust in the fact that God is good, then even when I don't understand, even when I don't know why my prayer wasn't answered the way I want it to be, I can still rely on my relationship with God.
Very good. Well, we pray this time has been a help to you and your need for prayer. So please contact Dr. Kevin if you have any concerns or questions. Next Lenten Day message will be on questions about the Trinity. God bless.